Jesus and finding more power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Let's sing it again. Oh, I'm learning to lean. Oh, I'm learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Amen. My, I've always thought that was a really pretty song. Hearing you all sing it, I'm it's very pretty. Amen. So thank you so much. I told Brother Don that's my song I sing to myself during devotions. Amen. And it opens up my heart, and I love it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, God bless you all. Amen. We give you greetings in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're happy to be here over the weekend. Amen. And the feeling is very mutual toward Brother Don. I really admire him a lot. And I love him, and I've been looking forward to being here just to be in fellowship with him. Amen. And so the Lord has not disappointed me. It's wonderful. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was enjoying that singing, Brother Nate. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to invite you right to Philippians chapter 4 this evening. Amen. Me too. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
So I want to give you the burden on my heart tonight. And I just want to say that this thought tonight will possibly connect with Sunday. Now, I don't know that for sure because I haven't figured out Sunday yet.
Amen.
The Lord began dealing with my heart a couple of days ago. And so I told Brother Don, it's a sermon I haven't preached yet anywhere. So, amen. So we're just going to see. I told Brother Juan, I said, on Sunday, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. So, but I can see in my heart that this may build a foundation for Sunday.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So let's read from verses 10 through 13. Philippians 4, 10 to 13. And I'll read all the verses, then you can read them in Spanish. So, but I, Paul speaking, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me.
En gran manera me gocé en el Señor de que ya al fin habéis revivido vuestro cuidado de mí, de lo cual también estabais solícitos, pero os faltaba la oportunidad. No lo digo porque tenga escasez, pues he aprendido a contentarme, cualquiera que sea mi situación. Sé vivir humildemente y sé tener abundancia en todo lo que, en todo y por todo estoy enseñado. Así para estar saciado como para tener hambre. Así para tener abundancia como para padecer necesidad. Todo lo puedo en Cristo que me fortalece.
Amen. Let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
Father, we stand in your presence this evening. We humble ourselves before you, Lord. And as Brother Branham said, we humble ourselves again, Lord. Father, we are just your servants. And they sang a song and they invited us to come forward. Now all we have done is to follow you up here, Lord. We're just here to assist you. To be your assistant is the greatest privilege in the world. That's all I want to be. That's all I've ever wanted to be. Lord, we're mindful of our sister Mary tonight, and we're praying for her strength. We miss seeing her smiling face, Lord, and we greet her, Father, on the live stream. And Father, may your great blessing be upon us all. We commit it to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. So I want to take some material tonight that I took back home on some services ago. And I feel in my heart that this will help me build a foundation for what I believe is coming on Sunday. And I will explain why. I want to take a title tonight, Hiding in Plain Sight. Hiding in Plain Sight, it refers to something or someone that is not concealed,
que no está escondido,
but they remain unnoticed.
Pero a pesar de eso, no se dan cuenta
and this just deals with the limitations of human perception.
De la percepción humana.
It's originally a military tactic. And you've heard it, no doubt. We need to create a diversion. Sometimes the troops need to run across an open ground, and the enemy will notice them. So they create a diversion. And the enemy is busy with the diversion, and the good guys run across the open ground, and the enemy sees them, but they don't notice them. See? So they're in sight. They're in plain sight. But because of the distraction, they don't see them. So to be hiding in plain sight, it suggests that objects can be overlooked even when they are clearly visible. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So let me just make a quick note with my translator. So yeah, it'll work better for me if we just use audio and you're not trying to read with me. I know why you're doing that, but it helps me if we just listen and then we will. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've learned this around the world. I've learned with translators. And but I understand why he's doing that, but then that'll throw me off. So amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Love the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
So something can be clearly visible, and yet you overlook it. Edgar Allan Poe wrote about this, and he said that the best hiding place is most often a very obvious place. Even just sitting right out, hiding in plain sight. So there is a term that they use for this, and it's called, and I had never heard this word, but it's called inattentional blindness.
sin poner atención.
So you're focusing on one thing,
ceguera por falta de atención, se
está and it causes you to neglect the other thing.
Causa que usted no pueda mirar
la Now, if you'll remember when Brother Branham saw the preview of the bride,
miró a la vista previa de la novia.
And he sees the church come.
Mira la
iglesia, he's very happy.
Y él está muy contento.
But then he sees the church of the world come.
La iglesia del mundo que
and viene, then he's very embarrassed.
Y él está muy embarazoso.
And he says they were dancing, very vulgar.
Dice que ellos estaban danzando muy vulgar.
And he was weeping.
Y él estaba llorando.
And the voice said to him, the bride must come into preview again.
Le dice la voz, la novia va a venir otra vez en previsto una vez más.
And when she came by,
cuando ella pasó,
Brother Branham said, you know, she was very smooth and clean.
Dice que el hermano Branham dice que
era
muy suave y limpia.
Marching to the step of the gospel.
Y ella estaba marchando al paso del
and
evangelio.
Instead of going down, she started going up.
En lugar de ir bajando, ella empezó a subir.
But there were two or three at the end of the line
pero
began getting out of step.
Al final, de la línea saliéndose del paso.
And Brother Branham said that they
Branham
got out of step watching that other group.
Estaba vigilando ese otro grupo.
So the other group was a distraction.
El otro grupo era una distracción.
There's plenty of distractions at the end time
distracciones al final del
that
tiempo,
Satan wants to distract you with.
Quiere distraerlo a usted con ello.
He wants to pull your attention off of the rhythm of the word.
Poner su atención todo en el ritmo del
the Holy
mundo.
Spirit has a
el
rhythm.
Espíritu Santo tiene un ritmo.
Brother Branham dealt with this in the message Shalom.
En hermano Branham habla de esto en el mensaje
and he said,
Shalom.
He said it's a great symphony.
Es una gran sinfonía.
And he said, you know, sometimes in music,
en música,
he said it is so beautiful.
Es tan hermosa.
Brother Branham said you can close your eyes and live in it.
Y vivirla.
So,
entonces,
they're marching to the rhythm of the word.
Al ritmo del mundo,
but now there's another rhythm.
Entonces, ahí hay otro ritmo.
They have a certain look.
Tienen cierto look
but now there's a different
vista,
look.
Y esta otra, otra se mira
and
otra
so
manera. Y entonces,
the ones at the end time
los que están al final del
were getting distracted.
Se están distrayendo.
They could still see the other
ellos
girls in front of them.
Pueden mirar a los que están enfrente de ellos,
they adelante. Could see the prophet.
Pueden mirar a la profeta.
They could see the angel.
Pueden mirar al ángel.
But they were distracted looking at the wrong
pero
thing.
Estaban distraídos mirando la cosa incorrecta.
And so Brother Branham
entonces,
is screaming, get back in line.
Gritando,
stay in line.
Métanse la línea. Manténganse
now
la
the
línea.
Beauty of it is,
la belleza de esto es,
is that they
es
were
que
still going up.
Ellos todavía estaban yendo hacia arriba.
Even though they were stumbling. The other group was going down and they were falling off the edge and down into the canyon, into the abyss. But the other group, even though their step was not perfect, they were already going up. I'm glad to know that. Because sometimes we become distracted. Sometimes our attention can be on the wrong thing. But I'm glad to know that the bride is still ascending. We read in our text in Philippians 4, in the 11th verse,
en el versículo 11,
and Paul said that I have learned in whatsoever state I am there to therewith to be content. In fact, this fourth chapter in the book of Philippians is often called the contentment passage or the contentment scripture.
La escritura de satisfacción.
A lot of times when we look around at the world,
alrededor del mundo,
it doesn't take you long to realize
no
that
toma mucho para que usted se dé cuenta de ello.
Contentment
que satisfacción
is very much undervalued.
Es muy, devaluada.
We look at the world,
miramos al mundo,
they're always chasing fortune and glory.
Buscando fortuna y gloria.
They're chasing popularity.
Buscando popularidad.
They're, you know, how many friends do I have on social media?
¿Cuántos amigos tenemos en los medios?
How popular am I in school?
¿Qué tan popular soy yo en la escuela?
You know, how much money is in my bank account?
¿Cuánto dinero está
en mi cuenta de banco? How new is my car?
¿Qué tan nuevo es mi carro?
But, you know, the Lord is trying to get us to understand that contentment is very valuable.
Es muy valuable.
And it's more valuable than chasing the American dream.
El sueño americano.
Everybody is always chasing that hustle, they call it. Got to have that hustle. And they're overlooking that true godly contentment is a virtue. It's a strength. There is a madness that has taken over the whole world.
Una locura que ha tomado en todo el mundo.
An insanity
una locura
affecting the minds of men.
Las mentes del hombre.
There, you have so many people with such an attitude of
actitud
of entitlement
de,
where everybody owes me.
De que ellos se sienten de esta manera que todos les deben.
And this is Laodicea.
Y esto es Laodicea.
So it's an age of people's rights.
So, la edad de las, de
and everybody
de la
wants their rights.
Y todos quieren sus derechos.
Whereas Brother Branham talks about a lamb,
habla
he forfeits his rights. So you can see that there is a vast difference
una vasta diferencia
between what God wants you to pursue
lo que Dios quiere que usted busque
and what Satan is trying to attract
lo que está,
you
lo que Satan
to.
Está tratando de atraerlo hacia.
This madness upon
esta
humanity,
locura sobre la humanidad,
Jesus described it as
Jesús la describe
like
como,
it would be in the days of Noah, it would be that
será,
way at the end of the world.
En los días de Noé será al final del mundo.
And in the times of Noah,
y en los tiempos de Noé,
men's mind
la mente del hombre,
all over the world
todo el mundo,
was evil
era malo,
continually.
Continuamente.
And a lot of times evil
muchas
doesn't
veces,
just mean lustful sin.
Maldad no es nada más deseo por el pecado.
Evil is anything that's contrary to God's way.
Maldad es cualquier cosa que es contraria a la palabra de Dios.
But in the days of Noah,
pero en los días de Noé,
all humanity
toda la humanidad
began to have a madness in their minds
a tener una locura en sus mentes
that it was so bad
que era tan mala
that they were evil continually.
Que eran continuamente malos.
They had completely
ellos
forsaken the ways of God.
Olvidado los caminos de Dios.
But Noah found grace
pero no,
in
Noé
the eyes of the Lord.
Gracia en los ojos de Dios.
Contentment, as Paul describes,
como Pablo lo describe,
is a very powerful force.
Es una fuerza muy poderosa.
And I want you I want to emphasize that this evening.
Eso. Esta tarde,
that contentment is not something just
no
a passive emotion.
Algo que es una emoción pasiva.
Contentment is an active force
es una fuerza activa
that can affect your life.
Que puede afectar su vida.
It is packed full of peace
está
and tranquility.
Llena de paz.
Contentment is impregnated with happiness.
Impregnada con felicidad.
And not just happiness,
no tan solo felicidad,
but a settled happiness.
Pero una paz situada.
A settled peace.
Una paz asentada.
Regardless of circumstances.
No importando las circunstancias.
And there's the real beauty.
Y ahí está la verdadera
it doesn't
belleza.
Matter what the circumstances
no
are.
Cuáles las circunstancias sean.
Even in difficult aún circumstances. Difficult circumstances.
Circunstancias difíciles.
Jesus promised
Jesús
a peace
promesa,
that passes understanding.
Que pasa sobre entendimiento.
So,
entonces,
so it's a peace that can't
so
be explained
no
by the world.
Explicada por el mundo.
And it's a mystery to the devil.
Un misterio para el diablo.
Because the
porque
harder
lo,
he makes your life,
lo más duro que él haga la vida de usted,
the more you love the Lord.
Lo más que usted ama al Señor.
The devil can't figure that out.
El diablo no puede figurar esa.
The more trouble that he causes you,
el más problema que él le causa
the higher your faith is.
Lo más alta que su fe es.
The more battles you go through,
las más batallas que usted pasa
the love of God grows.
El amor de Dios crece.
The devil has no explanation for this.
El diablo no tiene explicación para esto. Sí. ¿Ve?
So he can't win for losing, as we say.
Él no puede ganar.
Poor guy could win if he wasn't always losing.
Si, no podría ganar si todo lo que está haciendo es perder.
But contentment is a powerful force.
Satisfacción es una palabra
it's an ancient truth.
Es una verdad
antigua. It's a time-tested memorial.
Es una memoria probada.
For joy.
Por gozo.
For satisfaction.
Por satisfacción.
And so I would say to you tonight, it's worth pursuing.
Vale la pena perseguirla.
It's worth obtaining.
Vale la pena obtenerla.
And it doesn't come naturally.
No viene naturalmente.
You have to pursue it.
Usted tiene que perseguirla.
You have to seek it.
Usted tiene que buscarla.
You have to, in Paul's word,
usted tiene que,
learn it.
Pablo,
Paul said, I've learned
aprenderla.
To be content.
Pablo dice, aprende a estar satisfecho.
As great as it is, it
Como
goes
esto,
largely dicho, unappreciated.
Grandemente.
It's as if nobody notices the beauty that it holds.
Nadie se da cuenta de la belleza que sostiene,
the strength that it holds.
La fuerza
it's,
que sostiene.
It's thought of as something simple.
Se ha pensado de algo muy simple.
Something small.
Algo pequeño.
Something not very important.
Algo no muy importante.
But if it's not important,
pero si no es importante,
why did Paul tell that he learned it?
Le dice que él aprendió.
That it literally became a guide to his own life.
Una guía para su propia vida.
So,
entonces,
it's something that is often hiding in plain sight.
Está escondida a plena vista.
Because the world doesn't notice it.
Porque el mundo no lo nota.
And I want to say to you tonight,
quiero decirle a usted en esta noche,
and I suppose this is a burden in my heart tonight,
esta es una carga en mi corazón en esta noche,
from young to old,
de viejo a joven,
let me say
viejo,
to you,
déjeme decirlo a usted,
Satan does not want you to notice it.
Satanás no quiere que usted se dé cuenta de ello.
He does not want you to see the value
no quiere que usted vea el valor
in learning
y aprender
to be content
a estar satisfecho,
regardless of the circumstance.
No importando las circunstancias.
So inattentional blindness,
ceguera,
another term for it is
atención,
perpetual blindness.
Es una ceguera perpetua.
So it occurs when an individual
pasa cuando un individuo
fails to perceive something.
De percibir algo.
Maybe it's unexpected.
Tal vez es no esperado.
It's in plain sight.
Está en plena vista,
but it's unexpected.
Pero no es esperado.
And Brother Branham took a whole number of sermons
y el hermano Branham tuvo
to preach
para predicar
that God moves
que Dios se mueve
in unexpected ways.
En maneras no esperadas.
Amen?
Amen.
He does unexpected things.
Y él hace cosas que no se esperan.
He doesn't always explain himself.
Él no se explica él
but
mismo.
God burdened the heart of the prophet to preach this to the people so that you could realize that you're not using the same playbook that the world is using. The world has their own playbook.
El mundo tiene su propio libro.
Satan has his own playbook.
Satanás tiene el suyo
Satan
también.
Has a file
él
with your name on it.
Con el nombre de usted.
The day you were born,
el día que usted nació,
he created this file.
Él lo puso en su archivo.
Somehow,
de alguna manera,
Brother Branham said,
el hermano Branham
he
dice,
can see every weakness you would ever have.
Él puede mirar cada falla que usted tiene,
somehow,
cada debilidad.
De
alguna manera,
he can see a gift
puede,
and a calling in people's lives. Sometimes he tries to take the life of a young person prematurely because he's afraid of what that person may do to him. So he designs our life so that he can trip us and make us stumble. Now I will tell you tonight,
no le digo esta noche,
the best way to get a trial.
Mejor manera para hacer un, keep going.
A trial.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you the best way to get one.
Le voy a decir la mejor manera para
and you're going to say to me,
usted me va a decir
I don't want to know.
No, no quiero hacer un niño.
I don't want a trial.
Yo no quiero.
Well, that's good.
Bueno, eso es bueno.
But you're going to have trials.
Usted va a tener pruebas.
So you've got a measure of control.
Usted tiene una medida de control.
And the kind of trial you have.
En el tipo de prueba que usted está pasando.
If you want to get a trial.
Si usted quiere eso.
The best and most sure way to get a trial.
La mejor manera para recibir uno de ellos.
Is to fail one.
Es el que usted falle uno.
And if you fail that test.
Y si usted falla esa prueba.
You're going to have to take it again.
Usted lo va a tomar otra vez.
And again.
Y otra vez.
And again.
Y otra vez.
It doesn't matter. God will wait you out.
No importa.
One year. Three years.
Un año,
five
años,
years.
Cinco años.
You'll keep taking that test.
Usted toma esa prueba
until you pass it.
Usted lo pasa.
See? The devil, when he sees something work as a temptation on you,
cuando él mira algo que trabaja como una tentación,
he will keep running that same plan,
y él va a seguir continuar con ese plan,
until you allow the Holy Spirit
hasta usted que le permita al Espíritu
to
Santo
train you how
que
to defeat it.
Lo entrene cómo vencerlo.
So I want your minds tonight to realize that there is a great warfare going on.
Hay una gran guerra pasando.
For control of your mind.
Por control de la mente de usted.
I remember one time I saw a video of a skit.
Un video de este niño.
And it was about a dozen people.
Y era una docena de gente.
Adults. Male and female, and they were, they started running around and high-fiving each other and everybody talking fast. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching all these people. And suddenly the video was over. And they said, did you see it? And I said, yeah, I saw it. They said, did you notice the man in the gorilla suit who walked behind them and waved at you? And I said, what man in a gorilla suit? And they said, we'll run it back. And they ran it back, and they played it again. And I'm watching all the people run around, and they said, now watch. Look at the back. And I looked at the back, and a man in a gorilla suit walked by, and he looked in the camera, and he waved, and he walked right on off out of sight. And I said to myself, how did I not see a man in a gorilla suit waving at me? He was not hidden.
No estaba escondido.
He was in plain sight.
Estaba en plena vista.
And I never saw him.
Lo miré.
And they said 9 out of 10 people won't see him. Because we get so distracted.
Estamos tan distraídos.
And this is the tactic of the devil.
Y esta es la táctica del
to distract
diablo.
You.
Distraerlo a usted.
God has contentment for you.
Dios tiene satisfacción
God has
para usted.
Peace for you.
Dios tiene paz para
God
usted.
Has faith for
Dios
you.
Tiene fe para usted.
But the devil is
pero
constantly distracting us. And you go
y
to prayer.
Usted va a la oración,
and you say, Lord, I need your peace.
Señor, necesito
you go see the pastor.
Usted va a ver al pastor.
I need peace.
Necesito paz.
And peace is standing right in front of you.
Y la paz está enfrente de
sitting
usted.
Right there.
Sentada allí.
There's something in the word.
Ahí hay algo en la palabra.
That God wants you to learn.
Que Dios quiere que usted aprenda.
And you have to slow down.
Que bajarle.
And appreciate his word.
Y apreciar su palabra.
And you have to believe.
Y tiene que creer.
That he is in perfect control.
Él está en control perfecto.
See, once you have faith that he is in control,
una vez que usted tenga fe que él está en control,
then that brings on contentment.
Entonces eso trae esa satisfacción, ese contentamiento.
We all know this is true as Christians.
Todos lo sabemos que esto es verdad.
Sometimes we get in the midst of a trial. Sometimes we get in the midst of a trial or a test, and we pray. We don't know why am I in this. What's going to happen? We ask the Lord. He doesn't tell us why. Well, what's going to happen? He doesn't tell us what's going to happen. And you cry and weep and cry and beg. And then finally the Lord comes down. And he gives you an assurance.
Y le da usted una aseguranza.
I got this.
tengo esto.
I got you. I'm in control.
Yo estoy en control.
Don't worry.
No te preocupes.
And the believer says,
y el creyente dice,
oh, okay, Lord. I don't need to understand why. I don't need to know what's going to happen. But thank you for the peace that passes understanding. You didn't improve the situation.
No mejoraste la situación.
So my peace
passes
understanding.
Sobrepasa el entendimiento.
Because you didn't fix the problem.
Porque no compusiste ese
and
problema.
The world would look at me
y el mundo
and say, how do you have peace?
¿Cómo es que tú tienes paz?
You still have the problem.
Tú todavía tienes el problema.
You remember when Brother Branham,
¿recuerda cuando el hermano
he saw
Branham,
the pillar of fire went into the little wooden room.
Miró el pilar del fuego
and he said, I'll meet
cuarto.
You in there.
Y él dice, te necesito
and
ahí.
Brother Branham said, why?
Y el hermano Branham
he said, because
¿por
it
qué?
Won't be a public show.
Porque no va a ser and, un show público.
And Brother Branham described people with sickness and problems, and they went in this side,
pasaban en este lado,
and they came out the other side,
del otro lado,
and they were totally healed.
Y estaban totalmente sanados,
and everything was fixed.
Y todo estaba compuesto.
And they asked him what happened.
Y ellos preguntaron qué pasó.
And the person said,
y la persona
dice, I don't know.
Yo no sé.
I had a problem.
Yo tenía un problema.
I went in.
Yo pasé.
I don't know what happened.
No sé qué pasó.
Now I'm out.
Ahora yo
and
salí,
I'm cured.
Y estoy
see?
Sanado.
This is
estoy
this
curado.
Is God preparing
esto es
a bride
preparando una novia
so that this bride at the end time
novia, al final del
would
tiempo,
not get infected
no está siendo
with the madness
con la locura
that has gripped the age
que ha agarrado a la edad,
because it's the days of Noah again.
Días de Noé,
but I'm here to tell you there is a refuge.
Hay un refugio.
There is, as the Bible says,
hay, como la Biblia
a
dice,
covert from storm. A place
un lugar
where you can go into God, where you can
puede venir a Dios,
go into the Spirit.
Entrar en el Espíritu.
Brother Branham said in one place,
el hermano Branham dice
you
en un
can
lugar,
go so far into Christ
usted puede estar tan lejos
that
en Cristo,
Satan can't find you.
Que Satanás no lo puede encontrar.
I just say, Lord God, grant that to me.
Yo digo, Señor,
grant that
eso
to me.
A mí. Concédeme eso a mí.
So,
entonces,
when we talk about contentment,
cuando hablamos de satisfacción,
the world, you know,
mundo,
the people of the world
la
will,
gente del mundo,
will challenge that.
Retaría eso.
And they'll say, well, so
decir, bueno,
shouldn't we want to thrive and shouldn't we want
no
to flourish?
Salir y florecer?
You know, shouldn't we chase after our dreams?
No deberíamos perseguir nuestros sueños?
Shouldn't we be all we can be?
No deberíamos ser lo que podemos ser.
And everybody's got a saying.
Y todos tienen un dicho.
Be all you can be.
Sélo todo lo que tú puedes ser.
Just do it.
Tan solo hazlo.
Do you.
Hazte a ti mismo.
Go for it.
Ve por ello.
This is the age of YouTube.
Oh, boy. Este es el día de YouTube.
Facebook.
Facebook.
Do you know God has a Facebook?
¿Sabe usted que Dios tiene un Facebook?
And it's his word.
Y es su palabra.
And you need to have a face-to-face encounter.
Usted tiene que
why don't you spend some time on God's Facebook?
¿Por qué no
why don't you come face-to-face with the Holy Spirit?
¿Por qué no viene usted cara a cara
when you put your face in the Word of God,
usted pone su cara en la
oh,
de Dios.
Oh, you're connecting to God's Facebook.
Usted está conectando
besides,
al Facebook de Dios.
The Facebook of the world,
Facebook del mundo.
Brother Burley Williams, y'all know Brother Burley? Brother Burley calls it Two-Facebook. Because everybody on there is two-faced.
Dos caras del Facebook. Porque todos ahí son dos caras.
Oh, my.
Oh, Dios mío.
So the question becomes,
so la pregunta llega a ser,
should we not excel? Should
no
we not thrive?
Sobresalir?
Should we not flourish?
No deberíamos florecer.
And of course, yeah, yeah,
sí,
you should.
Supuesto, sí, sí, usted debería.
In the right way.
En la manera correcta.
The Bible doesn't call for mediocrity.
La Biblia no me llama a mí para mediocridad.
The Bible doesn't say, you know,
no está diciendo,
be mediocre.
Sé mediocre.
In fact, is God
de
hates
hecho,
that worse than coldness.
Dios le llama esa
if you're lukewarm,
si usted se mira
he would just rather you be
viejo.
Cold.
Él dice que más vale que seas frío o que seas caliente.
But don't be lukewarm.
Pero no seas tibio.
Don't settle for just a mediocrity.
No te conformes con tan solo mediocridad.
Solomon says that we should even consider the ant.
Salomón sí. dice que aún deberías considerar algo.
Solomon said that you shouldn't be a sluggard.
No deberías ser un flojo.
You find that in Proverbs 6.
Lo encontramos eso en Proverbios 6.
How long will you sleep, O sluggard?
Despierta tú,
dormilón. When will you arise out of your sleep?
Cuando tú te levantes de tu sueño.
That'll bring you to poverty.
Eso te traerá pobreza.
So yes, I would say,
yo diría,
thriving by all means.
Por todas maneras, hazlo.
That are in agreement with God's word.
En el griego, con la palabra de Dios.
But you know, here's something I want you to think about.
Aquí hay algo que quiero que usted piense acerca
de. Here's some questions you may want to ask yourself.
Aquí hay unas preguntas que tal vez se quiera hacer usted mismo.
Thriving by whose definition?
Salir por quién definición es, por quién lo define.
How would you define?
¿Cómo usted define?
Or describe?
O describe
thriving.
Sobresalir.
Or flourishing.
O florecer.
I can tell you that the world describes thriving different than God does.
Diferente que Dios lo hace.
He describes flourishing different than the world does.
Diferente que el mundo lo hace.
So now it brings us back to our question.
Nos trae de regreso a nuestra
How
pregunta.
Do you define
¿Cómo
thriving?
Tú defines sobresalir?
How do you describe
¿Cómo
flourishing?
Tú describes florecer?
And be honest with yourself.
Y sea honesto con usted mismo.
Is it the world's version?
¿Es la versión del mundo?
That you want?
¿Lo que usted quiere?
Is it the world's version that you're chasing?
¿Es lo que usted está buscando en
It's much different than God's version.
Es más diferente que la versión de Dios.
So if you're going to
si usted va a,
if you're going to be honest tonight,
ser honesto esta noche,
you say, well, preacher, I Maybe I have chased after the world's version of thriving.
He buscado la versión del mundo.
I appreciate that honesty.
Yo aprecio esa honestidad.
The Lord appreciates that honesty.
El Señor aprecia esa honestidad.
But the Lord has some more questions for you.
Pero el Señor tiene más preguntas para usted.
If you're going to
si usted va a
chase achievement by the way the world views it,
a tratar de lograr como el mundo lo hace, algo,
then what level
So, ¿qué nivel
are you willing to sacrifice
está usted
those around you
aquellos alrededor de usted
in order to achieve it?
Para poder conseguir eso.
Including the ones we say we love.
Incluyendo aquellos que decimos que amamos.
Even to our families.
Aún a nuestras familias.
Friends.
Amigos.
Families.
Familias.
Get sacrificed all the time
sacrificadas todo el tiempo.
On the altar of chasing fortune and glory.
En el altar de buscar fortuna y gloria.
It is common in this day and time
es
that we live
en este día y tiempo en el cual vivimos
for families to be destroyed
para que las familias sean destrozadas
because
porque
parents chose to chase after
porque los padres decidieron seguir
thriving in the world
sobresalir en el mundo.
Sí. It's not uncommon in the modern day, not uncommon
no es,
at all.
No es, no, que no sea
in fact, as I would say that it's
hecho,
spreading unchecked because everybody wants
checar,
it.
Porque todos lo quieren.
Sí.
¿Ve?
So everybody wants
no,
it, and so it's spreading
quieren,
all around the world. And it's according to prophecy. Prophecy shows us that it would be here. That it would actually be part of the poisonous spirit that would be on the last stage. One of the poisonous toxins in the last age would be a poison upon parents. And it would Paul would call it without natural affection.
Un afecto no natural.
And I think it's a sad story when a grown child is speaking to a parent
cuando un joven le está hablando a su padre,
and they don't have a relationship.
Y no tienen una relación.
There's no real connection between the parent and the
una
child.
Verdadera conexión entre el padre y el
and,
hijo.
And how many times I've heard a father say,
he escuchado un padre decir,
but I did all of this for you.
Pero yo hice todo esto por
I worked 90 hours a week for you.
Trabajé 90 horas por ti.
I got all of this money for you.
Tengo todo este dinero para ti.
Only to hear the grown child say,
todos escuchamos que este joven,
Dad, I didn't want your money.
Yo no quería tu dinero.
I wanted you.
Te quería a ti.
I didn't want fortune and glory.
No quería,
I wanted family.
Yo quiero una familia.
And it's not just parents.
Y no es tan solo los padres.
I've seen homes where teenagers
he mirado hogares donde los jóvenes
can become so selfish
llegan a ser tan concentrados
to where
en ellos mismos, egoístas,
they will actually put the whole household on the edge
que ellos ponen
to get
toda
what
la casa
they want.
Al final para poder lograr lo que ellos quieren.
And I, sometimes,
y
Brother Don, I don't know what's worse.
¿Qué es peor?
A teenager who will do that
un joven que hace eso?
Or parents who will let them.
O los padres que los dejan.
But it's a sickness.
Pero es una enfermedad.
It's a madness.
Es una locura.
That's all over the world.
Está sobre el mundo.
And so, you know, and I haven't even asked you
y ni siquiera les he preguntado
even a more important question.
Una pregunta más muy importante.
Have you considered that
¿ha usted considerado eso?
Your dreams
sus sueños
and the things that you are chasing
y las cosas que usted está buscando
might not match the vision that God has for you
no me echa at la all. Que Dios tiene para usted para nada.
It can happen.
Puede pasar.
God has a vision
Dios
for
tiene
us.
Una visión para
God
nosotros.
Has an individual vision for
tiene
each
una
of us.
Visión individual para cada uno de nosotros.
And sometimes we have to
tenemos que
ask ourselves, Lord,
a preguntarnos nosotros mismos,
does
Señor,
my life
mi vida, Señor,
match your vision?
Matcha tu visión.
Am I in the line
estoy
and order of your will?
Orden de tu voluntad.
Because I can tell you, friends,
puedo decirle a
as
ustedes,
Brother
amigos,
Branham said,
como el hermano Branham dijo,
anything outside of the line and order of God's word
cosa fuera del orden,
will
la línea de la palabra de
fail.
Dios fallará.
Because you want to have the kind of life
tener el tipo de vida
that God can get behind,
que Dios puede estar
that God can bless,
que Dios puede bendecir,
even little as much if God is in it.
Como que Dios está en ello.
We're never, there's
nunca,
two things that,
dos cosas que
that the Old Testament teaches us.
El Viejo Testamento
and
nos
God
enseña.
Was very particular about this.
Era muy particular acerca de esto.
That we should never despise the day of small things.
Que nunca despreciemos las cosas pequeñas.
And the second thing that really was upsetting to God
era de enojo para con Dios,
is that he told Israel,
que le dijo a Israel,
you are never to limit the God of Israel.
Tú nunca tienes que limitar al Dios de Israel.
Don't limit me.
No me limiten.
Don't treat me in a way that
no me traten en una
you don't think I can do all things.
No puedo, no, que piensan que no
so
puedo hacer
we're,
todas las cosas,
we're never to limit the
nunca
God of Israel.
Debemos limitar al Dios
that
de Israel.
Is so offensive
eso es
to God.
Ofensivo a Dios.
Paul said, I have
dice,
learned that I can do all things
he aprendido
through
que
Christ
todas las cosas a través
who strengthens
de Cristo,
me.
El cual me da
it does, so, it does, so it doesn't matter whether
no,
I'm abounding
que sea, yo tengo yo
or whether I'm in need.
O que tenga necesidad.
He said, I've learned how to
como
discipline myself
disciplinarme yo mismo
when I'm abounding
yo tengo abundancia
so that it doesn't ruin me.
Que para que no me arruine.
And he said, I've also
dice,
learned
he aprendido
how to discipline myself when I have almost nothing.
Cuando casi no tengo nada.
Paul said, it doesn't matter
dice que no importa
if I'm abounding
si tengo abundancia
or if I have little,
o tengo escasez,
that I have learned in all things,
en todas las cosas,
in all ways,
en todas maneras,
to be content
satisfecho
with whatever the Lord has.
Que el Señor tiene.
People often say,
la gente muy seguidamente
well,
dice,
but
bueno, pero
sure, I understand seguro. God has a vision
Dios
and God has a way.
Visión, tiene una manera,
he wants me to go.
Quiere que vaya,
but I have a free will.
Pero tengo voluntad propia.
Preacher, I have a free will.
Predicador, tengo voluntad propia.
To which I find amusing
lo cual yo
that
lo
that's your defense
muy
because I just, I've had people say that to me, but I got free will. And I say, so you imagine God doesn't
propia.
Have free will?
¿Se puede imaginar
like
usted
you're the only one with a free will? Like God doesn't
propia,
have a will?
Que Dios no tiene una voluntad.
You imagine God has a free will?
Que tenga Dios
And when people think about it, they say, well, yeah, I guess God has a free will too. You think? Where do you think you got your free will from? You were made in His image. So you have a free will. But God has a free will. So in a battle of wills, who do you think should win? I think God should win.
Pienso que Dios ganará.
Since He's the author of life,
que él es el autor de
He's
vida,
the creator of all things,
él es el creador de todas las cosas.
If my will
si mi voluntad
is different from His will,
es diferente de la voluntad
then
de él.
I'm going to take the lesson Jesus taught me,
entonces voy a tomar una lección
and I'm going to say,
enseñó,
not
decir,
my will,
no, mi voluntad,
thy will be
tu
done.
Voluntad sea hecha.
Brother Branham said Jesus had a will.
El hermano Branham dice que Jesús
he didn't want to die.
Él no quería morir.
Said he wanted to live.
Él quería vivir.
He had his brethren.
Tiene a sus hermanos.
He loved them.
Los amaba.
But he said, if
entonces,
I don't die,
si no muero,
then the corn of wheat abides alone. Look, there's no going to be no crop. The corn
no,
of wheat,
no, no, no,
it just
va,
abides alone.
No, no, va a quedarse solo el fruto.
You see, God was never intending
Dios
to stay
estaba entendiendo
bottled
quedarse,
up in one Nazarene walking the shores of Galilee.
Caminando a las orillas
the whole plan of God is in expression. He's been expressing Himself since Genesis.
Él mismo desde
That's
Genesis.
The beauty, friends, of the end of the book of
hermanos,
Revelation.
El final del
the
libro
Spirit
de
and the Bride say, come.
Dicen, ven.
So it's God so that He can
Dios.
Be through all.
Él sea a través
above
de todo,
all,
sobre todo,
in you all,
en ustedes todos,
and all things can,
todas cosas
can
puedan,
are His.
Son de él.
And everything is of Him and for Him.
Y todo es de él y para él.
So He's
entonces,
the creator of
él es
life
el
itself.
Creador de vida él mismo.
Now,
ahora,
I want to turn another corner.
Voy a dar vuelta, una vuelta más.
Because
porque
God tends to give people the desire of their heart.
Dios da el deseo a la gente de su corazón.
And if you plead with Him long enough,
y usted pide lo suficiente,
even if it's not His perfect will,
aun si no es su voluntad perfecta,
He'll grant you His permissive will.
Él le permitiría a usted su voluntad permisiva.
And Brother Branham said that.
El hermano Branham
he said to those Pentecostal denominations.
Él le dijo a esas
he said,
Pentecostales,
you wanted a genius.
¿Ustedes quieren un genio?
You wanted a political genius.
¿Quieren un genio político?
God gave you one.
Dios les dio uno.
Now what are you going to do with it?
¿Ahora qué van a hacer con él?
Said you wanted a Superman.
Usted dice, ¿ustedes quieren
Russia
un superhombre?
Wanted their Superman.
Rusia quiere un
Germany
superhombre.
Wanted their Superman.
Alemania también.
You wanted your Superman.
También.
You wanted to have your organization.
¿Ustedes quieren tener
you wanted to have all of your system.
Quieren tener
and he said, and this is how Brother Branham said it.
Eso es lo que el hermano
he
Branham
said,
dice.
That's what you wanted.
Eso es lo que
that's what God gave you.
Eso es lo que Dios les dio.
Now what are you going to do with it?
¿Ahora qué van a hacer con ello?
It's going to destroy you.
Te va a destruir. Sí. Los va a destruir.
So God tends to give you the desire of your heart.
Le da usted el deseo de su corazón.
But the problem with that is,
con eso es,
is when you look through the Bible,
cuando usted mira a través de la Biblia,
every time somebody
cada vez que alguien
took the permissive will of God,
tomó la voluntad permisiva
it
de Dios,
never ended well.
Nunca terminó bien.
Never ended well.
Nunca terminó bien.
I told the church back home, I was talking to one of the little boys, a little 9-year-old boy, and he asked me, he said, Brother Jason, did you ever hear Odyssey on the radio? And I said, you mean like the little kids show? And he said, yeah, Odyssey, like Wits End. And I said, yeah, I remember that from back in the day. I said, my boys used to listen to that. And he said, who is your favorite character? He said, I bet I know. And I said, okay, who do you think it was? He said, it was Wit. And I said, no. He said, it wasn't Wit. No, it wasn't Wit.
No era Wit.
And he named another one. I said, no, it wasn't him. This one, no. He said, well, who was your favorite one? I said, my favorite one was always Eugene. Because Eugene was strange. And I told him a story. I said, one time I was listening to Odyssey with my children.
Estaba escuchando,
and Eugene came running in.
Y
And he said, hey, guys,
hey, amigos,
I got some really good news.
Tengo unas buenas, buenas nuevas.
And
muy buenas.
I have some news that
tengo unas noticias
pretty well cancels the good news.
Cancela las buenas nuevas.
So this is what happens.
Esto es lo que pasó.
When you ask God for his permissive will.
Cuando usted le pide a Dios por su voluntad.
Good news.
Buenas nuevas.
He'll give you the desire of your heart.
Le dará el deseo de su corazón.
But later on.
Pero más tarde,
there's some news.
Hay otras nuevas,
that
otras
pretty
noticias,
well cancels the good news.
Cancela las buenas noticias.
And you realize that what you should have done was say, Lord, I want your perfect way. I want you to train me. I want to learn. The Bible says that to
Israel,
he showed his acts, his actions, his history. But to Moses, he showed his ways. I want to know the ways of God. I don't just want to know the history. I love the stories of God moving in the life of a prophet in our day. But I don't just want to know the stories. I want to know the ways of God. What is the lesson I'm to learn? Because listen, friends, I say this around the world, I say it all the time. This life is not about this life.
Esta vida no
it's about the next one.
Es acerca de la siguiente
vida. Say it again. This life is not about this
esta
life.
Vida no es acerca
this
de
is only
vida.
A proving ground.
Esta
this is only a training field.
Es una tierra de prueba.
This life is about the next
esta
one.
Vida es acerca de
I
la
just say, I no, just yo, say, yo, you yo, can yo, have this world, I'll take the next one.
Yo tomo la que viene.
You can have the whole world, just give me Jesus.
Tan solo denme
hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
So there's a there's a great difference between what the world calls flourishing.
Lo que el mundo le habla florecer.
It's really just a dog-eat-dog competition.
Es tan solo un perro come perro.
I had to ask Brother Juan if he got that one. He did. You know, friends, sometimes we go through life and
pasamos a través de la vida.
Things happen, we sow the wrong seed.
Sembramos la semilla incorrecta.
And the problem with that is,
el problema con eso es,
it's a great principle if you sow the right seed.
Es un buen principio cuando usted sembró la semilla
because
correcta.
A good crop's going to grow out of that.
Porque algo va a crecer
and you can't
eso.
Beat nature.
Usted no puede, vencer a la naturaleza.
If you put seed in the ground,
si usted pone semilla en la tierra,
and it's good seed,
es buena semilla,
it's going to grow.
Va a crecer.
And you can't talk the earth out of it.
Y usted no puede quitar su pensar eso de ahí.
If you put bad seed in the ground,
y si usted pone mala semilla en la
it's
tierra,
going to grow.
Va a crecer.
And you can't talk the earth out of it.
Y tampoco puede quitarla.
You can't say, please don't grow that bad seed. I didn't mean to plant that.
Por favor, semilla mala, no crezcas. Yo no quise
if it's a germinated
eso.
Seed, if germinated
si,
seed in good ground,
si es una semilla,
it's going to grow.
Buena tierra, va a crecer.
And this is why the Bible teaches us
la Biblia nos enseña
that you reap whatsoever you sow.
Que usted cosecha lo que sembra.
And the whole thing is a gardener. It's a farmer.
Y la, toda la cosa es un
you plant a crop. So if you plant the wrong kind of seed,
si usted planta la semilla incorrecta,
then a crop is going to grow that
entonces,
you're not going to like.
Eso va a crecer.
That's not God hating on you.
Eso no es Dios odiándolo a usted.
That's not God punishing you.
Ese no es Dios castigándolo.
That's just nature.
Eso es tan solo la naturaleza.
You sow the wrong seed,
sembró la semilla
you grow
incorrecta.
The wrong crop.
Usted recibió
it's
la
not rocket
incorrecta.
Science.
No es
it's
una
not
ciencia
complicated.
De
it's a fact of nature.
Es un hecho de la
it's
naturaleza.
Not God getting revenge on you.
No es Dios, vengándose
God
con
would
usted.
Rather that you never have sown it.
Dios prefería que usted nunca lo hubiera sembrado.
Sí.
¿Ve?
So Brother Ernie Villanueva used to say it like this.
Un hermano decía esto.
He would say, you know, we sowed a lot of bad seed.
Sembramos mucha semilla
and
mala.
We pray for a crop failure.
Y oramos para una cosecha fallida.
But that's really, you know, that and Brother Ernie was making the point that doesn't work.
El hermano Ernie estaba haciendo un punto que eso
but,
no funciona.
But I would like to point out to you tonight that
pero me gustaría señalarle
God does have a rescue plan for that.
Que Dios tiene un plan de rescate para eso.
Because you might be sitting here tonight
usted esté sentado
and say,
esta noche
but
diga,
brother Jason, I don't want to think about the bad seed I sowed.
Pero hermano Jason, no quiero
I don't want to think about the bad crop that's going to grow from
no
that.
Quiero pensar de la cosecha mala que va a salir
but
ahí.
I want you to know that
pero quiero que sepas que
God's not going to stop it from growing.
Dios no lo va a parar de
but he does have a rescue plan.
Pero él tiene un plan de rescate.
If you go back into the book of Esther,
si usted regresa al libro de Esther
you find that Haman
se da cuenta que Abraham,
who represented the devil,
el cual representaba al diablo,
that through deceit and trickery,
que él arrojó engaño,
he took advantage
tomó ventaja
of the law of the Medes and Persians.
De la, sí. De esta cosa.
Now, it's not different than what Paul speaks of in the
no
book of Romans.
Diferente de lo que Pablo habla en el
and Paul
libro
says,
Romanos.
You know,
Pablo dice, ¿sabe?
The law was not for my death. The law was for my life.
La ley no era para mi papá.
The law
la ley
was a good thing.
La ley es una buena
the
cosa.
Problem was not in the law.
Era, no estaba en la ley.
The problem was in my flesh.
Estaba en mi carne.
I couldn't keep it.
No podría quedarme con
and
ella.
He says, so Satan took advantage.
Y dice que Satanás tomó ventaja de eso.
He figured out a way to trap me under the law
y
of sin and death.
Una manera
and
de
I had no way I could break
pecado.
Free.
Y no sí. Podía liberarme.
So,
entonces,
a lot of times in life,
muchas veces en la vida,
just the same way that Haman came with trickery
de la misma manera que Haman vino
and deceit,
con engaño,
and
vino
he,
con engaño,
he gets a law enacted
él tiene una ley inactiva,
that says, on
dice,
a certain day,
en cierto día,
all the people of the land can
toda la
kill
gente
all
de
the
la
Jews.
Tierra.
They can kill all the Jews.
Pueden matar a todos los judíos.
Problem was, Esther was a Jew.
El problema era que Esther era judía.
And the king loved her.
Y el rey la amaba.
And so she comes to the king.
Y entonces ella viene al rey.
Now he's like God.
Ahora él es como Dios.
And she says,
y ella dijo,
I'm under a death sentence.
Estoy bajo sentencia.
How did you get under a death sentence?
¿Cómo fue que tú estás bajo sentencia?
Because,
porque,
my lord, you have a
señor,
law.
Tú tienes una ley.
And your law is killing me.
Y tu ley me está matando.
Your law is going to bring about my death.
Tu ley va a traerme la muerte.
And it wasn't that the king didn't love her.
Y no era que el rey no,
this
no
was
que no
something
la amaba.
Haman did.
Esto es algo que Haman
this
hizo.
Is what the devil does.
Esto es lo que el diablo hace.
This is when he came into the Garden of Eden.
Esto es lo que vino en el jardín del Edén.
And he persuaded God's family
persuadió a la familia de Dios
to break the word.
De romper la palabra.
And when they broke the word,
ellos
they broke the
palabra,
whole world.
Rompieron todo el mundo.
And when Adam fell,
y cuando Adán falló,
Brother Branham said, all everything under him fell. All
todo
nature
bajo
fell.
De él cayó. Toda la naturaleza cayó.
And so the king says, what would
y
you have me do, Esther?
Y el rey le dijo a Esther,
she
¿qué
says,
que haga? Ella dijo,
change the law.
Cambia la ley.
He said, I can't.
Dijo, no puedo.
Even I can't change my own word.
No puedo cambiar mi propia palabra.
My word is eternal, Esther.
Mi palabra es eterna, Esther.
You see the correlation of God?
La correlación de Dios, I
God, the Bible says he changes not.
Que no cambia.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Es el mismo ayer, hoy, por los
I am the king, I change not.
Yo soy el rey, no cambio.
Even I can't change once it's spoken.
Aún no la puedo cambiar cuando es hablada.
Sí.
¿Ve?
So what can we do?
¿Qué podemos hacer,
entonces? Esther's going to be killed.
Esther va a ser matada.
The seed is sown.
La semilla ha sido
it's already
plantada.
In the ground.
Ya está en la tierra.
And on a certain day,
y cierto día,
it's going to be a harvest.
Va a ser cosechada.
And the family that he loves
y la familia que la ama
is going to be killed.
Va a ser matada.
And he says, Esther,
Esther,
I can't change my law.
No puedo cambiar mi ley.
But what I can do
pero lo que puedo hacer
is I can write another law on top of that law.
Encima de esa otra
and
ley.
So
y entonces,
the first law says
la primera ley dice
that on a certain day
en cierto día,
all the land can kill the Jews.
Toda la tierra puede matar a los judíos.
But I'm going to write another law
pero
on top of it
ley en, arriba de eso,
that says on the day prior
que en el día anterior,
to the other law,
a la otra ley,
all the Jews can get swords
pueden agarrar
and kill all their enemies.
sus espadas y matar a los
Now,
enemigos.
The next day,
Ahora, el siguiente día,
the original law came into effect.
La ley original vino en efecto.
But it had destroyed, it came into force.
Ha fallado,
but now,
fuerza, pero ahora,
it had destroyed the effect of that law.
Ha destruido el efecto de esa
so
ley.
I would say to you today,
you
remember
hoy,
it's like the same thing when Jesus said, to the Pharisees,
a los fariseos, lo que Jesús le dijo a los
by your traditions,
por tus
you've made the word of God of no effect to the people.
La palabra de Dios sin efecto para con la gente.
He didn't change the word. He couldn't change the word.
No cambió la palabra.
But
no
what he did do was destroy the effect.
Lo que hizo es destruir el efecto.
So if you have sown bad seed,
si usted ha sembrado mala
semilla, and the devil has tricked you,
y el diablo lo
and
ha engañado,
maybe even you were guilty yourself of doing it,
aún a usted tal vez sea culpable de hacerlo,
you're going to reap what you sow.
Usted va a cosechar lo que usted sembró.
But if I were you,
pero si yo fuera usted,
I'd start sowing good seed over the top of the old seed.
Empiezo a sembrar buenas semillas.
I'd start living my life for Christ strong as I can.
Tan fuerte como yo pueda.
So that when the blessed, when the bad crop comes up,
cuando la mala cosecha venga,
then the blessing of the Lord is upon me.
Entonces la bendición del Señor está sobre
de and
mí.
The effect of the bad crop is now destroyed.
Ahora está destruida.
Oh, friends, God has a rescue plan.
Dios tiene un plan
I'm here
rescate.
To tell you, he can
Estoy
rescue you from all the bad seed that you've ever sown.
De toda mala semilla que usted ha sembrado.
See. So understanding this critical difference
esta diferencia crítica
between what the world calls flourishing
entre lo que el mundo habla florecer
and what God calls flourishing
y lo que Dios llama florecer,
we've got to look at God's view.
Tenemos que mirar la vista de Dios.
Because it's a great secret
porque es un gran secreto
that really
que realmente
it eludes humanity. They don't see it.
Le habla a la humanidad, no lo miran.
See? And it's easier than you might imagine.
Y es más fácil de lo que usted se imagina.
You know? And so I want to say this, friends, that one thing that I have learned since a young man
quiero decir esto, amigos,
is that
soy joven.
Satan is a master
Satanás es un
of
maestro
illusion.
De ilusión.
Master at it.
Un maestro para
he ello. Can present something to you
puede presentarle usted algo
that looks so good,
que se mira tan bueno,
so reasonable,
tan razonable,
so sensible.
Tan sensible.
That's what he did in the early church when
Esto
he
lo que hizo en
when
la,
he began sowing the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Because at one time it's just
Nicolaitas.
A saying.
Porque de otra manera, en otro lugar dice,
and then it became seeds and the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
Y entonces llegó a ser una semilla y los hechos de los
Nicolaitas. And Brother Branham said to the human mind,
para la mente humana,
it seemed reasonable.
Se mira razonable.
Yeah, we've got the word.
Sí, tenemos la palabra.
We've got the letters from all of the apostles.
Tenemos las letras, las cartas
we
de todos
need
los apostles,
to put it all together
lo ponemos
and make an organization
y hacer una organización
so we can protect it.
So podemos
it sounds simple. It sounds
simple.
Reasonable.
Suena
it sounds like what you should do.
Suena como lo que usted debería
but we
hacer.
Found out it was
Pero
the seed of the Roman Catholic Church.
Un engaño de la Iglesia Católica Romana.
Because a seed of discrepancy can look
Porque
very, very small
se puede mirar muy, muy,
and
muy
seem
pequeña.
Very harmless.
Y se mira como que no hace daño.
When you read in Matthew 13,
Cuando usted lee en Mateo
you
13,
see that a mustard seed was
una
planted.
Semilla de mostaza
in the church ages, because Matthew 13 is the all the church ages are right there. And you find that it was the smallest of seeds. It seemed perfectly harmless. But it grew into a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in it. And no one realized it took the book of Revelation to reveal it,
el libro de revelación para revelarlo,
that it became a cage of every foul and hateful bird.
Una jaula de toda
it
ave,
held demon spirits
y todo espíritu
on its branches.
En esas ramas.
But it looked harmless.
Pero se miraba como sin daño, que no hacía daño.
So,
entonces,
Brother Branham says here in the Patmos vision.
Branham dice aquí en la visión de Patmos.
He starts talking about the voice of many waters.
De las voces de muchas aguas.
He starts talking about a soul that's drifting on the sea of life.
Está hablando de una cosa que está cayendo en el
with no pilot to guide him.
Sin nada que los guíe.
He's just loose and he's
está
floating.
Perdida y está expandiéndose.
And he's headed for the falls, and it's quite a big fall.
Hacia caer, hacia como una catarata.
So he says, Brother Branham says,
el hermano Branham dice,
what a horrible thing
qué cosa tan horrible
that would be to a drifting soul.
Que eso sería para un alma flotando.
No way to save himself, see.
No manera de salvarse por sí mismo.
He's loose, he's
está
floating
perdida,
down the sea of life, down the river of life, and he's going to be destroyed.
De la vida y va a ser destruido.
But God sends
Pero
the
Dios
voice of many waters,
envió la voz de muchas aguas,
which is the voice of ministers,
el cual es la voz de los ministros,
and it's the voice of the ministers that are warning the people.
Los cuales la voz de los ministros que están advirtiendo
that's,
a la gente.
That's happening right now.
Eso está pasando.
That's happening
mismo
in this service.
En este servicio.
The voice of the ministry.
La voz del ministerio.
What is it doing? It's warning you so that you don't just drift down the sea of time.
Pero no pueda nada
you don't go over the falls. Or Brother Branham used the word cataracts.
El hermano Branham le llama una paradoja.
So, you know, I would say to you tonight,
le estoy diciendo a usted en esta noche,
would you allow me to be a different voice than the voice you hear in Laodicea?
Diferente de la voz que usted escucha
I,
en Laodicea.
I hope that you
Espero
will
que usted
take the voice of your pastor,
tomará usted la voz de su pastor
and realize that that's a voice that God established
es una voz que Dios ha establecido
to be a counter to the voice that you hear in Laodicea.
Para
it's full of voices.
Para ser algo contrario a la voz
Laodicea
que
is
Laodicea
filled with distractions. It's filled with every kind of device
con todo tipo de objeto
that is to pull you aside.
Para jalarlo usted afuera, a un lado.
God wants you
Dios quiere
to prosper.
Que usted prospere.
John says in 3 John chapter 1,
Tercera de Juan,
verse 2,
versículo uno,
I'm going to read this and we're going to close
esto
for tonight and we'll pick it back up Sunday.
Lo tomaremos otra vez.
John says in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, Beloved, I wish, catch this now, I wish above all things
Amado, yo deseo
that
que
thou mayest prosper
en todas las cosas
and be in health.
Y que tengas salud.
But here's the catch.
Pero aquí está.
Even as thy soul prospereth.
Así como miro que prosperas.
So John is not preaching a prosperity gospel.
Dios, Pablo no está
this isn't some,
un evangelio de prosperidad.
You know, get rich quick scheme.
Esto no es un engaño de hacerte rico.
It's not a name it, claim it.
No es como que lo nombras y lo reclamas.
Because first of all, prospering doesn't always mean riches.
No todo el tiempo significa riqueza.
John attaches prospering to your soul.
Juan, pone prosperidad
and
hacia
this
el alma
is the voice that you need to hear tonight.
Que usted necesita escuchar esta noche.
And that voice needs to be the only voice you're paying attention to.
Necesita ser la única voz a la cual usted le pone atención.
The voice
la
in the
voz
in the latter rain, friends, of the word of God.
La lluvia tarde, en la palabra de
and
Dios.
What did it come to do?
¿Y qué vino a hacer?
It come to bring us to perfection.
Nos vino a, para
so that we are not following the voice of the world. We're not distracted by the church. We make it out of step.
Tal vez hagamos un paso.
But hear the word of the ministry.
Tal vez nos
hear the word of the prophet.
Escuchar la voz del profeta, del
get
ministro.
Back in step. Stay
regresa,
in line.
Regresa a la línea.
See, God desires you
Dios
to prosper.
Que usted prospere.
God has many precious promises
Dios tiene muchas promesas preciosas
that he wants you to accomplish.
Que usted quiere que usted logre.
But we've got to
Pero tenemos que
not allow the world
no permitirle al mundo
to cause the
que cause
this great treasure called
este
contentment.
Gran
it's a great treasure.
Satisfacción. Es un gran tesoro.
Paul said, I learned.
Pablo dice, yo aprendí.
And Satan doesn't want you to to learn content. He will forever have you chasing riches. Friends, you have to make up your mind. And I would suggest you make it up tonight. Do you want riches or do you want treasures? Because you can't be friend, you can't be friends with God and with the world. And the world has riches, but Jesus said, lay up treasures where the enemy, where the thief can't break in, where moth and rust can't break in. I want treasures. I want the treasures of the Word of God. I want something that will last. I want something that I can go to. This world is not my home. I'm not living for this world.
No estoy viviendo por este mundo.
I'm being trained here.
Estoy siendo entrenado aquí.
I'm living for the next one.
Estoy viviendo para el siguiente.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm not going to say I'm stopping. I'm going to hit a pause button.
No voy a decir voy a pararlo, pero voy a puchar el botón de pausa.
And we'll carry on
y
on Sunday.
Vamos a continuar el domingo.
We'll push play.
Vamos a jugar, tocar.
We're going to pause tonight. Stand with
Vamos
me. God bless you.
Esta noche.
Amen.
Conmigo.
I wonder
me pregunto,
if we can come back to that song again, learning to lean. Learning to
confiar,
lean on Jesus.
A confiar en Jesus.
Friends, that's really the burden of my heart.
De mi corazón, amigos.
And I, in my mind, I've had to resist
tengo que
all afternoon and evening, and even coming out here to preach,
aquí a predicar,
to stay on target, because I have another burden that's pressing in upon me that this will connect to. And I can see now. I told
ahora.
You at the beginning, I wasn't sure how to connect. I see how to connect now.
Cómo se conecta. Pero ahora
friends,
cómo se conecta.
But catch the message tonight.
Agarre el mensaje esta noche.
Value contentment. Value the lessons that God is trying to teach us. And as we sing this song, Learning to Lean, can that be your prayer, friends? Can that be our prayer? Can we just confess to the Lord, I'm learning to lean on Jesus. I have found that, you know, I don't want my way anymore.
No quiero mi voluntad no más.
You know, like when I think about Jacob in the Bible, when Jacob finally got to that angel to wrestle it out, Jacob had had all kinds of encounters with God.
Él tuvo muchos encuentros con Dios.
That wasn't his first rodeo.
No, ese no era su primer rodeo.
Jacob woke up out of a dream.
Él despertó de un sueño.
And a ladder was reaching from heaven to the earth, and angels were going up and down
bajando el cielo, y los ángeles subían y bajaban.
And the Son of Man was standing up there at the top of it talking to him.
Y había un hombre allá arriba hablándole a él.
Jacob had many encounters with the Lord.
Él tuvo muchos encuentros con el
but
Señor.
Brother Branham said he was still a shyster. He was still a trickster.
Él continúa y era todo ese tipo de cosas.
And he said, but when he finally met that angel that night,
él dice que cuando finalmente
he finally had something he could get his hands on.
Él tenía algo al
and he said he would not let go until
dice,
he got his blessing.
Yo no lo voy
you know something, friends,
que yo reciba mi
I say it like this.
Yo digo, lo digo de esta manera.
I say it like this because this is how it happened
manera,
to me.
Porque esto es como me pasó a mí.
When Jacob finally got to that angel,
cuando Jacobo finalmente llegó a este ángel,
he was so done with being Jacob.
Él había, estaba tan acabado
that's how,
de
that's
ser
how
Jacob.
I was.
Así es como yo
when
era.
I met Jesus,
cuando yo conocí a Jesús,
I didn't want to be me anymore. I wanted
no
to be
quise
him.
Ser yo nomás, quería ser
I can't
él.
Imagine
me,
how
no me
somebody
cuando
could meet the Lord Jesus and still want to be who they were. Oh, not me, friends. I'm learning to lean. Are you learning to lean tonight? Are you learning to lean on Christ? Lean on His Word? Say, Lord, I don't want to be me anymore. I want to be you. I don't want to be anything like me. I want to be like you, Lord. Let's bow our heads. Father, Lord, for sure,
Señor, por seguro,
I manage, Father, to to set aside all the other voices in my head and just singularly concentrate on this material tonight, Lord. And you know what the other thoughts trying to push their way in, but Lord, I determined and I said to you, Father, I'm not here to preach my thoughts. I'm here to follow your leadership. I have nothing to say to the people. I only want what you have to say. Lord, I know that you spoke to hearts tonight. I know you did. You always do. You found us out, Lord. You have our address. You were right here tonight. Now, Father, I surrender now to the word that was preached. It's preached. There it is, Lord God. Heaven recorded it. Father, it'll stand on the day of judgment as the voice of many waters, warning the people. Oh, help us tonight, Lord Jesus. Young and old alike, Father, may you give us a fresh consecration tonight, a fresh dedication tonight. I want to be like Paul. I want to learn. I want to learn to trust you. I want to learn to put my life in your hands. I want to learn to go forth with what you want me to go forth. May you grant it to us tonight, Lord. Young and old alike, Father, all on the internet and streaming, may they just make a fresh dedication. Say, tonight, I'm making a fresh dedication. I'm giving a fresh pledge of allegiance to the Lamb of God. Lord, I want you to lead my life in all things. Oh, learning to lean, I'm learning to lean. Oh, I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Here's what will happen. Finding more power than I am. Oh, there's power in it, friends. There's great power. Oh, don't let the devil distract you anymore. Make up your mind tonight. Sing it again. Oh, I'm learning to lean. Oh, I'm learning. Yes, Lord. Oh, I'm learning. God bless you, Brother Don. God bless you, my brother.
With all my heart,
con todo mi corazón,
the Holy Spirit would take these words.
El Espíritu Santo tomará estas palabras,
because this just wasn't a good sermon.
Porque este no fue tan solo un buen sermón.
I believe with all my heart that the Holy Spirit is here.
Creo que todo mi corazón que el Espíritu Santo está
aquí. He's taking us exactly where we need to be and where he wants to take us.
Y nos está llevando donde necesitamos estar.
And it's this perfect place.
En este lugar perfecto.
Perfect confidence.
Perfecta confidencia.
And perfect trust.
En confianza
and
perfecta.
A perfect God.
Y en un Dios perfecto.
And a perfect word.
En una palabra perfecta.
And I think he keeps bringing us in several ways through several means.
En unas maneras para diferentes cosas.
Thank you, Brother Jason. That was just outstanding. So rich.
Tan rico, sobresaliente. Gracias, hermano Jason.
Brother Branham says,
el hermano Branham dice,
that we're being changed. We're here in a negative state.
Que va a haber un cambio. Estamos en un estado negativo aquí. Pero él no está cambiando hacia ese positivo.
I don't know exactly.
Yo no sé exactamente
when that will be.
Cuando eso será.
But I know the nature of that positive state.
De ese estado positivo.
Is John chapter 5:19.
Juan,
I can't
5,
do anything
19.
Without you, Father.
No puedo hacer nada sin ti, Padre.
Because the
Porque
Son had perfect confidence
Porque
in the Father.
El Hijo tiene confidencia perfecta en el Padre.
I don't have to scheme,
no me tengo
I don't
que
have to plan.
Preocupar. gritar.
Whatever he
no tengo
tells
que
me
planar.
To do,
lo que quiera que él me diga
more.
Que haga, eso es todo.
I don't need to question.
No necesito cuestionarlo.
You made a mistake, you forgot something. That perfect trust.
Esa.
That contentment.
Esa satisfacción, confianza total.
That peace that passes understanding.
Esa paz que sobrepasa entendimiento. Dios no hace errores,
you know?
¿Sabe?
And one of my favorite.
Uno de mis favoritos.
Things you said.
Que tú dijiste cosas.
This life.
Esta vida.
Is not about this life.
No es acerca de esta vida.
This life is about the next life.
Esta vida es acerca de la siguiente vida.
So many things.
Tantas cosas.
Oh, don't you love him?
¿No lo aman?
Let's rise higher. Because hiding in plain sight, the distractions of this world.
Escondiéndose en vista, plena vista, las distracciones de este mundo.
It's Satan in those distractions.
Es Satanás en esas distracciones.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And the kingdom men will have kingdom eyes.
Y el hombre de reino tendrá ojos de reino, corazones de reino.
They will have the eyes of Joshua.
Tendrán los ojos de Josué.
The hearts of Moses.
Los corazones de Moisés.
Yeah.
¿Sí?
The ears of Noah.
Los oídos de Noé.
That in the midst of everything,
que en el medio de todo,
they dismiss it all.
Se lo perdieron
todo. One thing and that's all that matters, the word of God.
Yo quiero tan solo una cosa y eso es lo que importa, la palabra de Dios.
Oh, if you see something inside of you,
si usted mira algo dentro de usted,
I thought he made mistakes. I thought he was.
Pensé que hizo un error.
He does everything perfectly.
Ve, él hace todo perfecto.
I think we,
creo que
as his children,
nosotros, como sus hijos,
truly need repentance.
Verdaderamente necesitamos arrepentimiento.
And only he can grant that.
Y solamente él puede conceder eso.
To repent from finding fault with him.
Para pelear de encontrar falla dentro.
I keep hearing the Spirit of the Lord all the time.
También escucho el Espíritu del Señor todo el tiempo.
Just crying out.
Clamando.
Trust me.
Confía en mí.
Trust me.
Confía en mí.
Trust me.
Confía en mí.
Yeah.
Sí.
Let's pray again.
Vamos a orar una vez más. Padre celestial, gracias.
Thank you for tonight. Thank you for speaking to us through
gracias
our brother.
Por hablarnos a través del hermano. Gracias por esta noche.
I don't want this just to go out and say this was a good sermon.
No quiero que nos vayamos, digamos, será tan solo un buen servicio.
But he planted eternal words of eternal life.
Plantaste palabras de vida eterna.
And the Spirit doing something in the bride.
El Espíritu haciendo algo en la novia.
That needs to be done.
Que necesita ser hecho.
That you want to do.
Que tú quieres hacer.
That you're longing to do.
Que tú estás deseando hacer.
And we hear your voice calling us to that.
Tu voz llamándonos.
So we just say thank you, Lord.
Tan solo decimos gracias, Señor. Gracias.
Amen. God bless you all.
Dios les bendiga a todos.